as a manager and players, we can't control what other people say. If we go into the game favourites, you know, I think it's a great reflection on the work the boys have done, you know. I don't see it as a problem. We've gone into the, you know, few of the matches this year as favourites. Last year we were underdog in every single game and it never affected our mindset.
Yeah.
And favourites won't affect our mindset either. You know, it's a tag somebody puts on you, sitting in Boyle Sports or Paddy Power's or somewhere, you know, it's not relevant really at all on any level, Charlie, to be honest with you, because it wasn't relevant for us last year. We believed we could win every game that we played in last year because of the work we had done, and we were underdogs in every single game. So it doesn't make a difference to us. It's not going to affect us or impact on our thinking. You know, I'd prefer, I suppose, to be that way than the other way, because it reflects
on
the lads and the work that they've done. But as regards to impact, zero, absolutely zero. From my own point of view, you know, everything we've asked them up to this point, they've been more than willing to do it. You know, only one team can win it, you know. And if we don't win it, Charlie, you know, it'll be because we're not good enough. It'll be probably a similar situation to last year. Mayo are a very good side. They're a very seasoned team. They've been thereabouts, league semi-finals, league finals and Division 1 for a number of years. They don't fear the big teams. You know, they played that way all through the championship. They're confident in their own ability. They're confident in their manager. They're confident in their game plan. I was very impressed on Sunday when the real pressure came on them in the last 20 minutes, that they never changed and they never blinked in relation to their own game plan, you know, and that's a sign of a team that has conviction and belief in what they're doing. So it's a big, big challenge. You know, Mayo can win this All-Ireland final, you know, and we can win this All-Ireland final. It's going to be about who can do their jobs best on the day. And our lads have been very good at that. Mayo are very good at it, looking at them at the weekend in the flesh. They're very good at it as well. So it's well set up for a very good game, you know, and we just hope now that we get a very good week under our belt now, that everybody is clear, crystal clear in their mind what's it about. And then after that, Charlie, it's just, you know, putting the faith in the lads to go out and do the job. And once they cross the line, that's it. It's over to them then. And you just hope that, you know, as I said earlier, the work that they've done will be reflected then in the performance.
Yeah. You were there in 92. You've seen it. What it would mean to this county to win Sam Maguire. Mayo, similar, they haven't won it. I mean, we think we're bad. 20 years, they haven't won it since 51. Mm. But whatever there is about Donegal, to bring Sam back to the hills will be some achievement. Are we going to do it?
Well, like, there's a lot of similarities between ourselves and Mayo, you know. As you said there, they have a lot of hunger in their squad. We have a lot of hunger in our squad. They have young management, we have young management. They have a lot of hurt from losing big games. So has a lot of our players and our squad. They're going to bring a serious intensity level to the game. We hope that we can bring that intensity level. You know, and from that point of view, it's very, very well set up. And that's why when you talk about it in the end terms, we've won two provincial titles in the bounce. They've won two in the bounce. And I mentioned earlier, if you can win provincial titles, you gravitate towards an All-Ireland. Mm-hmm. So they're gravitating towards an All-Ireland. We're gravitating towards an All-Ireland. So all them things are in the mix. And that's why, you know, the bookies and favourites and all that is irrelevant. That's the facts of the matter. And that's the dynamic that's coming into play, you know. And that's why I've said, I believe we can win it, you know. But I also understand that they believe that they can win it, and them two things are going to meet. It's going to be about who deals with the pressure, who can implement their game plan, who can impose their game plan, who can negate the opposition's game plan, who has the courage to take the game to the opposition most, who believes the most, and obviously the players themselves, the personnel that you have, you know. And they have some very good players. I believe we have some very good players. So it's very, very well set up. And it's a game I'm looking forward to. I know they're in the same position. You asked me, can we, you know, are we going to win it? I don't know. You can never predict the future. I don't go for outcome goals Our goals will be performance goals. You can't predict if you're going to win or lose. Anything can happen. It could be a downpour of rain. You could lose, you know, two or three of your star men in the first 10 minutes. You could get a man sent off. You know, the ball can hit the post and hit somebody in the back of the head and go into the net, like happened in 1990 with Gary Walsh, you know. So anything can happen. But our lads have done an awful lot of work. They're very well prepared. They're looking forward to the game. They're not getting carried away in relation to the build-up to the game. They know what's important, and what's important is performance. And if we perform to the best of our ability, Charlie, I'll be extremely happy with the lads. And, you know, there's still the percentage that if we do that and the opposition perform to the best of their ability, you could end up losing the game, you know. But I believe if we perform to the best of our ability, we have a very good chance of winning it. And, you know, if they give it everything, as I've said many a time this season, if they give it everything, there's nothing left to give. And if there's nothing left to give, regardless what the result is, you make peace with that, you be pragmatic about it, you move on, and you see then, what can we do next year to try and push ourselves up another few percent? And that's all it is. And that's the approach for a league match, for a championship match, and it's the approach for this match as well. And that's what we're going to do, and it won't change. Our routines never change, ever. We'll have the same routine for when we eat, when we travel, what time we get up there, when we arrive at Croke Park. So it's just the exact same game. It's another match. It's a big game. We understand that, but it's another match. And if we perform, we'll be competitive. And if we're competitive, we've got a chance of winning it.
Well, I'll give the answer that I've given to the million people who've asked me, will we beat Mayo? We'll be very hard to beat.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Jim, listen, appreciate you coming in, and you know you have the support of everybody in this county for you and the team to bring Sam back. Thanks again.
Just on that, Charlie, maybe to thank, you know, everybody for their good wishes, the cards and the holy relics and the good intentions and the phone calls from America and Australia and England and everywhere else. And we know, the boys know that everybody's behind them, you know, and they also know what it means to the people of the county. And they really, really want to do it for the people of the county, and particularly the young people in the county. And obviously everybody in the county, but I think it can have a huge impact on the young people.
Yeah.
And all I can say from our own point of view is that we will be getting up there and we'll be giving it absolutely everything we have in our bodies to get over the line. And as I say, once we do that, Charlie, you know, whatever the result is, we'll make peace with it. But just from the point of view of the public, you know, it's important that they know that. And I think they know it anyway at this stage with the lads. But the support has been fantastic. You know, it does your heart good driving over the road, and every single house, literally every single house, has a flag flying, you know. And as a Donegal person, you know, it almost makes you emotional sometimes when you see that, you know, and that you know, they're getting behind them so much, and everybody wants to show that we're here, we're behind you, you know. And the players are picking up on that, and they're feeding on that, and it's lovely. And it's lovely for the county to get a positive lift. And we just hope now we can finish the deal and take it home, and you know, the whole thing changes then again.
We don't doubt it for a second. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Charlie.